Today on the Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the haunted Ross House with owner Cindy Kuhn. When you've had some people investigate, has there been anything that really kind of surprised you? Or it even could be confirmation, you know, especially when people are talking about Alfred or the kids. It's kind of interesting to me that repeatedly that kind of comes up.
Yeah. So one time now I was in there and I had a group come in that they didn't want any information about the house at all. And I forget, it was about six people. A couple of the women were mediums. And they came in, and this one woman, she wasn't in the house very long. And she started telling me she wasn't feeling right. And it wasn't one of the mediums that was saying it. This was another woman I knew nothing about. And she sat down, but she just was looking ill, sick. And I thought, holy cow, you know, is she going to be okay? And then I went back in with the other group to make a comment that I didn't think this lady was feeling well. And then all of a sudden she was sitting in the dining room and the two mediums were surrounding her. And the woman is now crying. She's gray in the face. And now I'm witnessing this. And she's going, let me go. Stop it. Stop it. Quit stabbing me. Quit stabbing me. And I thought, oh my God, what the hell's going on here? And the one medium is looking up and she's looking at, nobody's there, but she's looking up and she says, Alfred, let her go. You're hurting her. I had not even said the name Alfred. And slowly this woman started to recompose herself. I mean, she was gray. And I kept saying, what is going on here? What can we do? And the one fellow that was there said, most mediums and most people with abilities can let things stream through them at a pace. This woman, particular woman, lets it all come at her at once. And he said, she'll be fine. I witnessed that one. Without a doubt, the scariest thing I had seen at that house.
And once again, it's Alfred.
Alfred. Almost every time it's him. He has, there was another woman that he choked. And what happens is, and there's been like three or four people that have been choked in the house by him. And he always says that he's sorry, but he wanted them to feel the pain he inflicted on others. And then when I go in there, you know, I don't have any abilities, but I'm sitting there and this one lady, she says, then you have to take control of your house and say, you can't do that, you know.
I think you might have more ability than you think, because you obviously can sense it. When you're around it, you can feel it.
Sometimes. It might have to be pretty strong or whatever. You know, I don't feel that. I mean, I did see some things. I've witnessed some things and I've felt some things, but not like some people can.
Right.
I mean, because some people could say things and I'm like feeling nothing, you know, but I can tell you this, when I'm in that house too long, I get a headache. Okay, I feel pressure in my head, and I get out. So, like, I'll give a tour. A tour of the house is probably about, it's not a big house either, but I give a nice tour because I want them to understand a lot of things. It's about an hour. Now, if we do the store, it's a long tour because mm-hmm. There's a lot to the store. There's a door to an underground railroad and everything. So it's just, it's, you know, it takes a while. But I could feel the pressure in my head before I leave.
Well, and then that Alfred, like I was reading on one of the other evidence boards that you have posted, somebody said Alfred confirmed that he shot someone accidentally.
Henry. Henry.
So Alfred shot Henry?
Whoever Henry is.
Interesting.
And this has come up multiple times where he has shot him. I don't know, you know, and it's also been said multiple times that he has shot him because he was fooling around with his girlfriend. It's like Peyton Place.
Well, and he's such a strong presence that, you know, I always wonder what's going on with them, the spirits. It's like, how can you have an Alfred there with two kids there or multiple kids there with the lady who used to own the house? Like, how does that work, and how do they all get along in the afterlife? Do they know each other's there? Do they interact? Do they run when Alfred comes around? Like, I'd love to know, how does that all work?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew. I mean, there's times when Alfred is not there. And Marie makes a real strong presence with scents in the house. And with, you smell cologne, or you smell baking, or she ends up coming to people in their dreams after they leave. And it's just, I don't know all the answers. And I don't, maybe I don't want to know. I mean, yeah. You know, it's kind of a little creepy.
Well, and have you gotten to the point, like, after that one day when your television kept turning on, which is very strange. It shouldn't do that. Your TV should not turn on by itself. And even then you could say it's electronic. It was some kind of power surge. Okay, get that. Not five times in a row.
Right.
That shouldn't be happening. So when something like that happened, did they tell you about, you know, shutting it down? Like, when you leave, you cannot come home with me. You need to stay here.
Yes.
Do you kind of do that now?
I did. That also, that was a bit of a learning process. You know, you say that, you make sure you say you're not allowed to come home with me. You have to stay here. You know, you're not allowed in my car. You're not allowed in my house. And, you know, I used to run through the house when this is at the very beginning with sage. And I would say, you can't follow me. You stay here. You can't come with me. And I learned that I was doing it all wrong. And oh my gosh. But I've learned what I need to do. Sometimes I do it in a rush. But I've had pretty good luck with keeping them out of my home.
When I look at pictures of the house, you've done a really nice job with it. It's really nice looking. You know, a lot of these places we talk about, pretty run down. But this actually, it's nice.
It is, in a way. What you have to understand is, like, in one of the pictures, it has like the red couch, and it has the flooring. But a lot of that is because of Escape Zone.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the walls, it basically looked like marble, and it's actually contact paper. It was a mausoleum, the last room. So the red couch came from the store. You know, I'm lucky in the sense that I could do, I could go over there and say, hey, I need this, this, and this, and I get the furniture. But the rooms are slowly getting redone back to a period type of look. But that's a slow, slow process. And it takes money.
Yeah, it takes money and time.
You know, right now I'm wanting to replace the flooring in the room with the red couch because it is very, very cheap flooring that's buckling up, and it needs redone. I have a fake wall between the front room, one of the front rooms, and the dining room that needs to come out. I'm new. I'm only not even 2 years into this, so I don't get a lot of bookings. I might get 4 bookings a month if I'm lucky. So, you know, so I save, and I try to put that money back into restoring, you know, making the house look better. And one thing, I've noticed this, Carol, a lot of people like the fact that places are run down, and they like the bigger places, that they could be in there and they can be cold. But I'm not that person. Okay. I'm not that person. I believe that a spirit in the house could be in a house that looks good.
Oh, right? I'm 100% with you on that.
Yes. I make sure that these people come in, they're in a cleaner place. The place looks like a house. There, you have a bed with fresh sheets. Every time somebody comes in, they get fresh sheets on the beds. They have a kitchen area where, and I make sure that I fill that refrigerator with some water, some soda. I leave them some chips. There's no stove in there, but I have a hot plate. I make sure they're set up with fresh linens in the bathroom. I'm not an Airbnb by any sense. I mean, but it's, I try to make them comfortable, and I want, as long as these people are having fun, I'm happy. Okay. I'm happy.
And it looks like everyone, you know, just looking at the dry erase board, they're all like, what a great night. It was very active. Because to me, you could have a brand new house that could be haunted.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to people that have built brand new houses and are having experiences there. So to me, I think, you know, it'd be nice to investigate someplace where it's a little bit where you've got places to sit and places to do things rather than, you know, watch where you step, you might fall through.
And that's the truth. Yeah. You know, everything is, it is. I hear that all the time, how nice it is, how comfortable the beds are. And, you know, and that's the way I plan on keeping it too.
Now, can you mention doing the tours that you host? So if someone's coming through town or they're going to be in the area, can they contact you to set that up?
They can. Directly? I don't have a lot of equipment. I have some, but they can. They can absolutely contact me.
I just love the tours of a place like that. I don't really want to do a paranormal investigation primarily because I'm not brave enough. But I love going through houses like that.
Sure. They could definitely, all they have to do is text me, go to my website. I have my phone number there. It's my cell phone. They just text me. I'm more than happy to give them a tour, you know, and I'll take what equipment I have and we'll put it out at the time. The house seems to like that when I talk about the house and not to them. A lot of times when I'm just given the tour, like the REM pod will light up or the Kappa will go off. Yeah.
You know, I've heard that from a lot of different locations that when they're doing a tour, if they're not giving accurate information, that they're getting one response, but they seem to like the story being told as the way it happened or who lived here. It's kind of a respectful thing for the spirits, and they like that.
True. That's very true, too. Yeah.
That's interesting that you can pick up on that. See, you do have abilities. You can pick up on the energy of that house.
I don't know. I just know that when I say something in the house, with the couple tours that I've done, that it responds. You know, it responds. Not every time, but it has. So, you know, when I bring up Marie, the house in, you know, in her cologne, then all of a sudden the cat ball has lit up in the past. And, you know, it's interesting.
And sometimes probably Alfred gets a lot of attention because he is like the kid that's being loud and rude and mean. Yeah. So he's who gets all the attention, and poor Marie. So when you talk about her, she probably really respects that. It's like, I'm the woman of the house. What is he doing here?
I know. I mean, there's other spirits in the house. It's just those two are the strongest. You know, the kids are pretty strong, too. They come through there. They can be a little, you know, they're just like peeking and looking around. And one of the spirits has asked many times, you know, why, you know, am I not there? Am I alive? Why did, you know, I'm only five. I mean, that's crazy.
That sort of thing always breaks my heart. Like, why?
I know. You know, a thing I never quite understood, Carol, was I didn't realize that spirits can see the house as it is now. I thought they saw it as it was when they lived there.
And I've heard that because that's kind of when a lot of spirits, when you're working on the house, it gets really active because you're messing with the way it was.
Yeah. I have heard, when I was cleaning out the basement of the house, I picked up, there were so many boxes and junk down there from people that have lived there and gone. I mean, from back in the 30s, I picked up a box and the whole bottom of the box let out. It just let go. And out fell a cup. Oh, out fell a lot of stuff. But in that pile of mess I had, there was two slips in there, full-bodied slips, and an old music box. And I took that stuff home and I washed it quite a few times. And I have it displayed in one of the bedrooms upstairs. And Marie has made the comment to get those dresses out of her bedroom. They're not hers.
Oh. And so someone who is investigating there picked up on that?
Yes. And I never claimed they were hers, right? I just displayed them because they were hand-stitched, handmade slips.
Yeah. So those are old.
They're very old. Yeah. You could see them on my site, on my Facebook page. I know there's something there showing these, at least one of them that I have on a mannequin or a form.
Yeah. The pictures are really interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at, I'm kind of going through a lot of them here. Yep, there it is. I see the slip.
Yeah, there's actually two. One's just hanging on a little hook. It's the other one is really different. It's fluffier, got a little more frills to it.
Now, if someone wants to do paranormal investigation there, it's the, you can go to the website. It's the rosshouse.org.
They can. I suggest you contact me directly.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I am not tech savvy. Okay. missed that boat. you know, I'm a people person. So what, on my website, now I had to start off very, very small, and my website and thing that I use only allowed me to put in the hours. I had to have somebody do it between 5 and midnight. Okay. And they can actually come in at 5, but they check out at 9. But I can't get my thing to say that without paying and putting another whole thing in.
Oh.
And that's, you know, I don't want to learn another one. That sounds so terrible, but it's the truth. Anyhow, so it's best to contact me, and I could go in there and set it up, but I could tell them, here it is, you know, this is, it's till 9 in the morning, you know, and I could go into more detail.
Yeah. And you actually have your phone number on the Ross House Facebook page.
I do.
So
yes.
You can easily go to the Facebook page, just search the Ross House. And
Absolutely.
It'll pop up. The number's there. The website is there. Mm-hmm. And I'll put a link too on the show description to the website and the Facebook page so people could just click there.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah. So, but when they come in, they could, you got them all hooked up. They could spend the night there.
Yeah,
investigate
absolutely.
Away. I think it would be really interesting too.
Yeah. And they, I just had a family come in this past Saturday, and there was 3 adults and 3 children. And the youngest was like 10 years old. And he had been on quite a few investigations with his mom. They had the best time. They just had the best of time there. And they said that was the most active that they have ever been to a location.
Isn't that something?
That made me feel good.
Yeah. Well, just look at the link on the page. And if you want to go do an investigation there, I think it would be fascinating. The only thing I would have a problem with is this Alfred guy. I don't want you to touch me. I don't want to feel like I'm being stabbed. I don't want any of that.
No. Uh-uh.
But it's interesting. The family must not have really experienced him if they just had, you know, it just probably depends on the energy and who's there, who kind of shows up day to day.
I think so. You know, I think so. That, the house was calm, but playful. That's how I would describe the house that night. Calm, a lot of activity, constant, but in a more playful mood.
So you wonder with the kids there, mm-hmm. if the kids in the house kind of came out because there are other kids there. And it made it more playful. Yeah. It's interesting.
It was very playful. I told the mom to, if Alfred starts getting cruel or mean, to make sure you take control and tell him to calm down. He's not allowed to do that. And that's what she did. And he was fine after that.
That's really good advice that you know that and you can share it with people. It's like, just in case you need to know this.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and it's funny. And I can't, you know, like I could say that to these people because they know about the paranormal. When I tell my girlfriends this stuff, they're like, what the heck, Cindy? You know, let's go have lunch.
Oh, well, this was a fun conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm glad we could finally figure out a time to chat. This was really fun. And that wraps up our conversation with Cindy Kuhn about the Ross House. For more information, visit their website at therosshouse.org or search for The Ross House on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.